What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And there is a recall of millions of sleep apnea machines over a potential cancer risk. Now, these are machines that it's a face mask that you wear at night, and it helps you breathe while you're sleeping. Supposedly will cure not only apnea, but reduce snoring and so forth. And apparently these machines, and they're not saying which brand they are just yet, were actually producing carcinogenic vapors being inhaled by the patients. And, you know, my doctor had said, I'm right on the borderline of apnea. Maybe I need a machine. And I said, no, I've had enough machines in my life here. And boy, was that a good call on my part. Meanwhile, over in the United Kingdom, prescriptions for antidepressants for children are up 22% over the last 5 years. And they're basically pointing to the pandemic as the cause for record mental health problems that they're seeing in the population over there. Turning to the international news, there is a massive expansion underway at Russia's northernmost Arctic air base. Russia is continuing to expand its aviation facilities at Nagurskoye Air Base, which sits adjacent to its large Arctic trefoil outpost. And they've expanded the runway from 8,200 feet to 11,500 feet. They're prepping other areas for improvement. Satellite imagery shows a small deployment of cargo aircraft. An A-50 Mainstay airborne early warning aircraft. It's their version of the AWACS. And MiG-31 Foxhound interceptors are already on the ground there. All righty. Up in Canada, Trudeau is not doing very well. He did a campaign stop in Ontario, and the protesters were chanting blank Trudeau and lock him up. And apparently people were throwing rocks at him. And, you know, so I don't know how well he thinks he's going to do in the election. He's probably already on the phone saying, we need more Dominion voting machines up here. Dominion, they guarantee the results. Okay, over in Turkey, there's an article that came on out from Zero Head saying the U.S. and the European Union should not buy Turkish President Erdogan's fake pro-Western posture or his fake anti-radicalism. Erdogan's strategy as a member of NATO is clearly to bolster Russia's and China's plans for the future of Afghanistan. And so they're very concerned that you know, for a NATO member, the agenda is clearly opposite of what NATO wants here. Down in Madagascar, they are dealing with a catastrophic famine there. And they're blaming it on climate disasters, but they had a lot of fires. They had a drought down there as well. Meanwhile, over in Sri Lanka, the government is raiding sugar stocks to deal with their food shortage. They raided private warehouses to seize thousands of tons of sugar a day after a state of emergency was declared over the food shortages caused by their currency crisis. And pay attention to all of these things because it may very well happen here. And Major General Senarath Nuwenhala, who's the Commissioner General of Essential Services, said the objective in seizing these sugar stocks is to prevent hoarding. And he says the sugar has not been confiscated. The government will pay a price to the importers, probably in their devalued currency. Meanwhile, Israel yet again has launched an aerial attack on Gaza. And footage shared by Palestinian news outlets showed the night sky alight with flames as the Israeli jets pounded targets in the densely populated strip. The bombing took place shortly before midnight yesterday. The Palestinian Quds News Network claimed that Israeli jets and drones circled overhead before launching airstrikes on the city of Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. There were enormous explosions captured on video, which is now all over social media. And so it was a really ugly situation. Okay, we do have open phone lines right now, 512-248-8252. And getting into the economic news, the emergency COVID federal unemployment benefits expired yesterday, and that means over 10 million Americans have lost their unemployment benefits. The Biden administration is refusing to extend the aid any further. And so there's going to be a lot of people are in trouble. Plus, you've got that eviction moratorium, and there are going to be hundreds of thousands of evictions there. Even the corporate media is finally acknowledging that there is a problem hitting our labor force, our food, and our supply chains. They can't pretend it's not happening any longer, because we all know what's going on. We live out here. Meanwhile, the Congress is kind of in a jam. They're in a corner, if you will, on the issue of raising the debt limit. Now, based on past history, they're going to make all kinds of speeches about it and talk about fiscal responsibility and fairness to the taxpayer. But in the end, they're going to raise the debt limit. They really don't have any other choice. They've hit the debt limit, and it's out of control. The debt is really seriously out of control, and it's not going to be helped any by Joe Biden's reckless spending on this $3.5 trillion so-called infrastructure bill that really is mostly not about infrastructure and is mostly about the liberal agenda. Another article over here, this is from Patriot Rising, talking about the rise of economic fascism in America. And that's a subject near and dear to my heart. I've been talking about that for a long time. Now, most of the world is trying to privatize industry and encourage free enterprise and entrepreneurship. But in the United States, it seems the push is to go back to the 1930s economic fascism as the organizational principle of the entire healthcare system, which comprises 14% of the gross national product. And the government is contemplating these business-government partnerships in the automobile, airlines, and communication industries, among others. The road to serfdom is littered with road signs pointing toward the information superhighway, health security, national service, managed trade, and industrial policy. So we're definitely headed in a bad, bad direction. Commodities point to a slowing economy and inflation, according to the Atlanta Fed. They're now forecasting for third quarter drops to just 3.7%. Now, you're probably seeing all kinds of ads on TV for job placement services where you log into a website and you type in your resume. Or you upload your resume and you answer an online questionnaire, and they're going to get back to you. But it's recently been discovered that the automated hiring software used by many of these companies has a bug in it, and it's rejecting millions of eligible job candidates. And they're saying, yes, it's a mistake, but we'll fix it in version 2.0. Okay, let's see. Russia is talking about a plan to unite all of Eurasia from sea to sea. This ties in very closely with China's Belt and Road Initiative. And clearly, Russia and China are both betting that the days of total U.S. economic supremacy are now coming to an end. And yeah, the indications definitely are indicating that, and Russia is now planning what its role will be in the heart of both Europe and Asia. Now, the annual Eastern Economic Forum held in Vladivostok has come to an end and was focused on the development of Russia's Far East and enhancing interconnectivity between Russia and Asia. And it's become a key arena for the promotion of Russia's greater Eurasian partnership. So they're all out there making deals. The U.S. is still trying to make war, but everybody else is making deals here. A little bit of good news, I hope, for the American fuel energy consumer. Saudi Arabia has slashed the official selling prices for its oil exports to Asia in October, more than expected in a move seen as an attempt to save their market share. And so this is going to help Asia, but will not help us. Definitely get the feeling Saudi Arabia does not really like the United States all that much. Okay, we have open phone lines. I think we have a working phone system, 512-248-8252. And let's see, we reported yesterday on this 400-strong migrant caravan that was on its way to the Mexican border. And today, Mexican troops intercepted it, broke it up, sent people back the way they came, arrested quite a few people. And so a little bit of victory there. Meanwhile, coyotes, that's slang for a people smuggler, are flooding the U.S. border with Ecuadorians. The current rate to smuggle somebody into the United States of America by a coyote is now $15,000. And one has to wonder where these migrants are getting that kind of money, and if U.S. Immigration policy is in fact encouraging crime in those countries the immigrants are coming from. So that's definitely something we need to see about there. Now, yesterday I was talking about how Hurricane Larry had turned north and is not expected to make landfall on the United States. But the people down there in Louisiana are still not out of trouble because the National Weather Service says they're going to get hit by massive thunderstorms, locally heavy rains, isolated flash flooding, and the risk of severe weather from the upper Mississippi Valley through the Great Lakes from Monday night into Tuesday. And so they've got flash flooding to worry about. 484,000 people are still without power in Louisiana. All right. Little bit of good news. Over in Virginia, the Virginia Supreme Court has upheld the reinstatement of a teacher who refused to use these made-up preferred pronouns. This teacher basically refused to address students by the pronouns they made up for themselves. This is all that virtual signaling terms, and they have no basis in reality. There are boys and there are girls. And the state's high court ruled on August 30th that Loudoun County Public Schools must reinstate physical education teacher Byron Cross. Cross sued the school board after it suspended him with a lower court order ordering the teacher's return here. Okay, we actually have a caller on the line, Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Have not heard from you in a while. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I've been missing you guys. Just wanted to make a comment, an observation, which may be totally inaccurate, but I can't help but wonder. I'm honestly beginning to wonder if the U.S. did not begin its decline after the death of President Abraham Lincoln. The thing that really struck me as very odd and unusual is that his successor, which was his vice president,
yes,
pardoned everybody as long as they took an oath of allegiance. However, the wealthy had to buy their pardons and pay for reconstruction. That just sounds immediately like it's immediately straying from the concept of the Constitution, where wealth can buy you forgiveness or privilege to commit violations and treason, whereas others don't have to buy their way out, along with other, and not only Lincoln, but every good president that we've had since then has been murdered, or the one who was on the verge of doing good for the country has been murdered or assassinated. I mean, there's nothing new that's happening now in the U.S., and I'm sure you're aware of what's happening over here. And by the way, I have also found photographs of Fidel Castro when he was younger that show that Justin Trudeau is identical. Yes, this is Leyland, Canada. Yoo-hoo, Canadians. You've got a communist, illegitimate part Castro communist leader in this country. Get rid of him. I don't know if you're aware, he made a trip to London on Monday.
No, we were just talking about that. He had rocks thrown at him.
Yeah, and before that, he had, prior to that, the week before, people were pointing fingers at him, and women were yelling, take my jab up your
ASS. Yeah, gotcha. I got the context.
Yeah, so the so-called man, the creature, the poor little freak that he is, seems to think that he called an election to get himself a massive majority. And not only that, here's another irony that I just recently noticed. We're all aware that Hannibal was one of the great emperors of Rome, and that one of his sons was Justinian, and his son's son was Justin. Do you know that Justin's son is named Hadrian? That's no accident.
No, I did not. But, yeah, I could see where the history would be there.
Yeah, or at least the fantasy, the illusion that I'm going to be an emperor. And you know, of course, that his mother acknowledged, she took her on a tour of Canada before he declared his candidacy to run in 2015 for prime minister. He took his mother, who was photographed, this was in the newspapers in the 1970s. She was in Club 47, lying on the floor with her legs spread, no underwear, stoned as hell when she was out with the with a bunch of rock groups. She did a whole bunch of things. While meanwhile, she and Fidel Castro used to, the story at the time was that they were having thruples with Fidel. So now certainly the evidence appears to be there. And if you like, I will send you a picture of Fidel Castro where, oh my God, I saw the picture and I thought, whoa, is that Justin Trudeau that this documentary has put up there along with Karl Marx and Lenin? And then I realized, no, it was a younger Fidel Castro. We are in trouble. Canada, at least finally Canadians, have gone crazy enough that they're beginning to attack the man that the person that is, that appears to be a man. But meanwhile, we've got this Biden thing walking around, and who's the one that's cackling away like crazy is Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
But pity poor us, not just the U.S., because we're basically all one. We've got this shaggy-haired, doggy-looking guy in England, Boris Johnson, who every now and then bleaches, peroxides his hair. Then we've got the bizarre, I'm sorry, I am more and more opposed to Trump. I am more and more convinced that he is a total self-serving, delusional. Anyone who thinks that he's in any way going to restore anything or do anything good for the country, I think they're making a terrible mistake. You've got some really good show hosts who are beginning to talk very openly about much of what needs to be said. One of them is it Lorena from Ohio? She's absolutely right. We're allowing the butlers and the maids to dictate to us everywhere.
Yes,
everywhere.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and the time has come, and there's definitely I will leave it up to the people to join together and do what needs to be done.
All right. Well, Leila, thank you for the phone call. We've got to let you go and take a break from commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to D.C. Press in Washington, D.C. And welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. I want to thank you, first off. It's been many years that I've been reading whatreallyhappened.com. Mm-hmm. I certainly use your links and your expertise, and have been following what you've been doing and posting for quite some time now, and it is an honor to be part of your programming.
Well, you know, welcome to the show.
So, I can't really report much, although, you know, I'm here in Mos Eisley, the pit of scum and villainy, I believe.
Yes.
Is what... But Obi-Wan called it when he was
the wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yes, the wretched hive of scum and villainy. I'm in a concrete jungle as we speak, so apologies for my cell phone reception if it happens to fade in and out. But you would not believe the kinds of things that I've seen just being in and around the corridors of power here. And there's not that much that I can go into. It's just that, you know, I can say from somebody who is from inside looking out that there are times where I swear I want to take a bath in hand sanitizer from to wash myself of the sleaze that's happening here and the corruption. And I think that, you know, the last caller was right to observe that, generally speaking, you know, it's good to have eyes on both your Biden woke authoritarian types. And, you know, it's not necessarily right to automatically gravitate towards anyone with a messianic complex, like somebody like Donald Trump. Certainly he says some good things every now and then. But there are certainly reasons to be wary. Say, for example, why is it that this individual is pushing now the mandate? Well, he's not. He's pushing freedom of choice. I tend to look at things, you know, try to be a sort of a Trump watcher from the outside and get a sober look at Trump, since I'd say 90% of the information you get about a character like Trump is just BS and distortion.
Yes, that's true.
And
The BS has hit the flood stage.
Yes. So, you know, when he took hydroxychloroquine and infuriated the entire press corps that had stampeded into the Oval Office to be able to sit there and do Q&A with him, that sort of impromptu Q&A that he sort of encouraged as opposed to the filtered kind, I think it ticked off a lot of people, honestly. I think, you know, if anything, to me, that exposes that there is, you know, whether it's intelligence agencies, whoever the hell it happens to be, there is definitely someone watching him that's basically like, we're going to do this if you don't do what we like. So it was almost like, you know, I had a women's studies teacher years ago in college who used to talk about Greta Garbo. She was sort of this stereotypical pinup at the time, but there were things that she would do to sort of wink through the facade every once in a while. I think that hydroxychloroquine taking, what he did back then, was sort of like that. There's a degree to which he's playing folks and a degree to which he's actually saying, look, I know what's going on in the inside. I can't really tell you. I almost felt like sometimes watching him up close, I felt like he was held hostage, more so than Obama, much more so than Obama. Obama seemed like, you know, definitely sort of a he's grown up in the power system, to put it lightly. So I think that he was somewhat to some degree already used to it. Other topics, I guess. One thing I've noticed is that, you know, for better or for worse, Robert Malone has been coming out a lot lately. I've not seen on WRH for a while any posts from George Webb, but it might interest you to look into some of the work that George Webb and Hugh Siponic Live have been doing concerning Malone and his involvement with Fauci, his involvement with AIDS,
okay,
his involvement with some of the characters that we've been seeing recently over and over again. I don't know what to make of it myself. I personally think that Webb needs to get on some kind of mutual stream with Malone and just sort of ask him some of these questions. No one's really done that yet. You know, and I don't really want to cast aspersions on somebody. I just think it's worth looking into.
All right. Well, thank you for the tip there. And, you know, anything else? We got about 30 seconds before the next commercial break.
Well, I just want to thank you again. Again, you know, I have daily roundups of fake news articles. The last thing I want to do is see another fake story out of Oklahoma about ivermectin and somebody poisoning themselves with that. And that's turning out to be completely fake. There's
yeah,
so many things.
Completely
so many
fake
news stories.
Yeah. I think
garbage.
The more significant one is that AMA document instructing doctors to lie to their patients and inflate the COVID statistics to fight disinformation. And anyway, listen, thank you for the phone call, DC. We got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Building 7 is headlining over at Architects and Engineers again.
Yes, as well it should.
Apparently, some British citizens who lost family members in the World Trade Center collapse have managed to get, some 3,000 pages in front of a judge, and this is looking a little better for the survivors and family of 9/11 victims in the U.S. also. I guess it could be some kind of a grand jury, or at least the judge is going to look at the evidence about the World Trade Center 7 study out of University of Alaska.
Yes.
So this kind of brings to mind that video I sent you and why it was so grainy and obviously might have looked to you like it was tampered with. Well, it kind of was tampered with. I was simply changing the format to get the you know, the size of the video down to where I could put it on CDs rather than having to buy DVDs to put it on. But anyway,
okay.
The thing that they were mentioning at 9/11 Architects for Engineers, so on, was they've totally blown NIST's conclusions out of the mm-hmm. water, and supposedly that is going to be their, you know, lever to break the whole thing open, because it's obviously, you know. And, you know, the video I sent you, I think I'm just going to go ahead, find the cleanest copy that I have on my computer, and go ahead. I'm getting tired of YouTube. I'm going to go ahead and put it back up on my YouTube channel, because I don't know what the provenance of that video is, but obviously it's not on YouTube anymore. So maybe if I get it up there for a day or two, then they'll finally just cancel my own whole YouTube channel, which will be fine
well,
with me.
Well, could I recommend, instead of bothering with YouTube, because I don't bother with them anymore, I'm over at BitChute, and there's much less censorship going on over there.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't think any of this media is going to be... I think it's all going to get suppressed. anyway, yeah, maybe I will do that.
But, okay.
Let me just finish a thought that I had on Friday talking about ISIS. I didn't get around to the part where last month in August, Russia had made over 80 airstrikes against ISIS in Syria. And in the last couple of weeks, it's been over 100 airstrikes. And so don't forget about what's going on over there. I mean, things are ramping up there more than anywhere. Anyway,
well,
that's all.
You know, the issue with Syria is that Syria has asked for Russia's help and presence inside their country. Syria has not asked or given permission for the United States to be in Syria, and that is really the core of the issue.
Well, sure, the Peshmergis are our proxy over there, that's who we're supporting. Those airstrikes in the northern border crossing in Iraq to Syria, that's going to be affecting. That was against ISIS also. I mean, mm-hmm. they and American troops were killed there also. Obviously, we still think we're running that place, but we ain't.
Nope.
Anyway, you have a nice day. And I want to do one more thing. Sarah Palin's thinking about getting back into politics, so maybe if you want some foreknowledge of the future, you ought to watch that Iron Sky movie. I can send it to you on the flash drive if you want.
Okay, well, if you want to do that, that would be absolutely fine. And you know, talk about a joke. You know, Sarah Palin was definitely it. And I remember when John McCain was running for president and Sarah was his running mate. And he couldn't keep his eyes off of her.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told a friend of mine the other day. She was just a pretty face, you know.
Yeah.
You
know, I mean, she was a former beauty queen. That was her qualifications for office.
I characterize Wasilla, where she lives, as the Valley of the Dolls.
Good name for it. Well, you know, the funny thing is, when she became the mayor of Wasilla, she did such a lousy job, the city council actually hired an executive administrator to actually take care of the business for her, and she just did press releases and press conferences and so forth and so on. Yeah, she's a joke. Is this really the best that we can do? You know, I mean, there've got to be better people out there, you know, smarter people, more intelligent people, people who really understand what's going on in the country, but they are definitely kept out of politics by the grand machine, which, of course, exists only to enrich itself at our expense.
Yeah, well, hey, she was elected Alaska's governor when she decided that was too much for her. She just, when she got the nomination with McCain, she gave up her governorship.
Yeah, I remember. I remember as governor, she authorized construction of a bridge that went absolutely nowhere. And, you know, but it was a great accomplishment for Governor Palin here. Anything else?
Well, I would have liked to have seen that bridge built, actually. But that's beside the point. I'm much more supportive of may he rest in peace, Mike Gravel, who saved me from going into the military by ending the draft. Oh, Ellsworth, did he ever get any blowback from that study that Gravel was using, reading into Congress?
I really don't know. I don't recall. And I really don't.
I kind of doubt he was the one that leaked it. It just occurred to me. Anyway, I'll look into that. Maybe I'll report back later.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. We have all the phone lines are open now, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to political correctness and the rest of it here. There is this out in California, and you know, California seems to be really weird. And I can say that because I used to live there and I used to sort of wallow in the weird that was out there. But there has a lawsuit has been filed against the state of California because the state's ethnic studies model curriculum required affirmations, chants, and energizes for all kinds of exotic religions. Christianity and Judaism weren't included there. And what really angered parents was the students were required to pray to the Aztec gods of human sacrifice. And, you know, this is kind of beyond the limits of educating students. It's not like anybody's going to get a college degree and a job, you know, knowing about Aztec gods of human sacrifice. But it's just a reminder, the education system has gone totally off the rails. It's no longer about reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's about pronouns and drag queen story hour and all this other nonsense. Which is creating a generation of children, has created generations of children prior that can't keep up, can't compete in the international global marketplace. And one has to wonder, you know, where are the future engineers and builders and computer programmers coming from? Are we just always going to be dependent on these H-1B visas from other countries to do these jobs that Americans simply don't have the education to do anymore? Anyway, getting on to the issue of guns and gun rights, story out of Patriot Rising saying to get ready for a flood of gun lies, and that when you see them, you must be vocal and aggressive in countering them. This sort of ties in with what I said yesterday at the beginning of the show. Just have the courage to speak out, even if it's just a joke, because you will give the people around you the courage to also speak out. So anyway, they're coming up with another batch of fabricated lies. The latest one now is that the legal owners of guns, the responsible gun owners, are actually placing their own families in danger by having legally owned firearms. It's got nothing to do with suicides or domestic violence. Just having the guns on the premises is a risk for your family that you should want to avoid. And, you know, anything that they can say, they're definitely going to do. And, you know, it's kind of weird because, you know, when a drunk driver you know, runs off the road and kills somebody, they don't say take all the cars away from all the drivers, okay? But gun owners don't get the same deal. Every time there's some person who mishandles a weapon, maybe they're out of their minds on prescription antidepressants or something, the hue and cry is, oh, seize all the guns. Everything will be fine if we seize the guns. Just ask the people in Australia and Great Britain how that works out. And, we need the same deal. And they say, well, you know, cars are useful and guns are not. Guns are very useful, but let's... You go with the argument. You know, a lot of people get killed with baseball bats every year. So let's ban baseball. It's not really useful now, is it? It's just fun. And so is target shooting. And for some people on the fringes of our economy, hunting is one of the things that keeps food on the table. And we are still allowed to hunt in this country during the appropriate season with the appropriate tags here. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has signaled his intention to sign on to the United Nations Global Gun Registration Treaty. So no longer will you be registering your gun or getting your gun permit from your local state. You're going to have to go all the way to the UN to another monstrous bureaucracy. And basically get your permission or more likely a rejection to owning a firearm here because, you know, your political views are suspect and you cannot be allowed to have a gun. Now, getting on back to the Taliban, one of the things that is part of the fallout from the fall of Kabul is the Taliban are openly talking about how they're using U.S.-made digital identity technology to hunt down Afghans who worked with the U.S. invaders. And that's a huge threat to everyone recorded in the system. And this is a lesson about the dangers of personal data being collected into one place and then falling into the wrong hands, like cyber criminals and so forth and so on. So the Taliban have access to and control over the digital identification systems and technologies built through international aid support. These include e-Tazkira, a biometric identity card used by Afghanistan's National Statistics and Information Authority that includes fingerprints, iris scans, and a photograph, as well as the voter registration information. It also includes the Afghan personnel and pay system used by the Interior and Defense Ministries to pay the Army and the police. And now the Taliban have all that data. Getting into the space and science news, SpaceX has begun reinstalling 3 of the 6 Raptor engines that will power the first orbital class Starship and repairing the heat shield that will hopefully protect it on its first trip into space. Known as Starship 20 or S-20, the 165-foot-tall steel rocket prototype has been stationed at one of SpaceX's 2 suborbital testing pads since August 13th. No testing has been done, and a small army of SpaceX technicians and engineers have instead spent the last 3 weeks or so basically turning this collection of steel tanks, tubes, and parts into a functional rocket. Now, it's unclear why SpaceX chose to do that outfitting work at an unsheltered launch pad, but it does look like it may be complete here, or almost complete. Meanwhile, little bit of a setback for Virgin Galactic. The FAA has grounded Virgin Galactic's Spaceship Two program because of a mishap that occurred on the company's crewed flight into space. This happened last July 11th. And it included 2 pilots and 4 passengers, which included Sir Richard Branson, who founded the Virgin Companies. The flight was a success. Everybody had fun. And but the spacecraft deviated from its planned trajectory during the rocket-powered portion of the flight, as well as on the glide back to the runway at Spaceport America in New Mexico. And so the FAA has grounded Spaceship Two while it investigates why the spacecraft deviated from its airspace. Now, this was a manually piloted flight, and so we may simply be looking at pilot error, you know, it may turn out that there's nothing wrong with the spaceship itself. Okay, now, getting on, and by the way, we do have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Alrighty, let's see. Up in Oregon, we were talking about the problems they're having there with police and fire. Oregon is one of these states that has sort of decriminalized minor crimes, and there was an incident where Oregon shoplifters casually walked out of a Lowe's with $2,000 worth of stolen copper wire. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and one of our callers, of course, brought up 9/11, and we are fast approaching the 20th anniversary of what most people now understand was a false flag attack to try and launch this century of warfare. It certainly launched the war in Afghanistan, which turned into a complete disaster. And you know, in the coming days, I'm going to hit some of the high points of the story, the way World Trade Center 7 collapsed, the obvious evidence on the remains of the Twin Towers, of the use of cutting charges, and we're going to be talking about, you know, how corporate media reported on the collapse of Building 7 quite a bit of time before it actually happened. In the case of the BBC, it was something like 22 minutes. We're going to talk about the dancing Israelis. We're going to be talking about Odaigo. And again, more and more people have come to understand this government does lie to us, and it does play dirty tricks to get its way. Whether it was 9/11, the Boston Marathon bombing, Saddam has nuclear weapons, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Oh, trust us, the Lusitania wasn't smuggling weapons to Britain when she was torpedoed by the Germans, and on and on. In fact, you know, Americans are probably the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. And I really do see people waking up to that. I told you about that incident at the local merchant over the weekend. And I think people really do know about what's going on. Anyway, the corporate media is already ladling out every piece of propaganda they can to support the official story of 9/11. I'm not watching any of it. Probably nobody is. But you need to make a point. When there are stories raising important questions about 9/11, you need to share them. Share them around with your family, your friends, even people you don't know. Use email. You know, YouTube is scrubbing all the videos that they can. Google is blocking searches. This is one of the points of maximum exposure for the government. Because, you know, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took something like 30 years to reach the point where half of America believed it was a conspiracy and a government cover-up. Certainly 9/11 has devolved much more rapidly than that, although we are at the 20-year mark. And again, you know, it's just one lie after the other, after the other, after the other. Okay, by the way, a little news coming on in. Out in California, Governor Newsom spent more than $36 million last month to fight the recall. So somebody is pouring all kinds of money into him to try and keep him there. Okay, there is the music. It is time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.